I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rack me, boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Welcome one, welcome all. And yes, I want you to be listening to the Tortillas and Tanks podcast presented by 1012 Network. If you are a fan that is of a team that has 12 wins, going to the national championships every year, that just loves to talk about all the success that your program has had, well, then you're probably not a Texas Tech fan. However, if you are a fan that just likes to really be in it every week and really have a real good shot at winning it, you're also probably not a Texas Tech fan. However, if you have really high highs and really low lows and really drink quite a bit, you might be a Texas Tech fan. So come along and party with us here at Tortillas and Takes. We're going to sit back, crack open a cold one, eat some tortillas, and as always, we're going to stay wrecked, people.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out.
You cannot believe what it has taken to get to this point. But here we are. This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
But we here now, okay?
We are here now.
We live, Sway?
We not live. This is not live.
No, hold on. It was Breakfast Club. I'm sorry. It was Breakfast Club. All right. Go ahead.
but this is a podcast.
Amen.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids, and I am joined by my brother,
Jeremy J.N. Fiend Phoenix, fresh off the TBT when it gets heard that.
But this is
pop culture.
Hit you with that pop reverse rolls, and ain't no thing. We do it either way. Get at you right quick. Let y'all know who it is. This week we are doing, well, I guess it could be either way. Have you ever shown up to a store 5 to 10 minutes before they're supposed to close, only to find out that they are, in fact, closed?
Closed.
Have you ever found yourself in that situation? Conversely, Jeremy, I want to ask, have you ever been the person who has closed 5 to 10 minutes early?
Wow. I feel like you could have saved that for like middle of the conversation, but you know what? Okay. I'm hearing all your statements.
Why don't we do it the first way?
Let's take first things first.
Yes. So have you ever shown up to a store? Let's say the store closes at 10 o'clock, but you show up at 9:50 p.m. and the lights are out, the doors are locked, and people are not coming.
What is so crazy is if anybody knows Jay and Veen, they know I'm early to everything.
I wish you guys understood how long it has taken for us to get this podcast started this evening. You know? We have been rolling and recording for several minutes. While Jeremy has taken his good and sweet time
Good things come to those who wait, all right?
But anyway.
Better late than never.
But never late is better.
but
gotta finish the bar,
you know. Anyway, no, for sure, for sure. I've showed up 5-10 minutes. I mean, it was very unlikely of me, very not in my usual self, right before it was supposed to close. And I've got there and the doors are locked. Brandon, I cannot tell you how ridiculous this is to have the audacity. Brandon, have the doggone audacity to close. The store doesn't close at 9:55. Doesn't close at 9:57. And I understand people get a little froggy. They want to close early. I don't know if they have plans. I don't know if they've just been there for long weeks. I don't know. And more importantly, Brandon, guess what?
You don't care.
I don't care. It's 10 o'clock. You about to get like a full, what's the lady, Karen? You about to get full Karen if you close early on me. I was at the store the other day and the girl had the nerve to say, oh yeah, we closed early the other day. Oh my goodness, you wouldn't imagine the people outside. They were so mad, like we just killed somebody. And I just smiled and kept going thinking, girl, I would have thought the same with Brandon. To close before it's supposed to is absolutely ridiculous and you need fired on the spot.
Do you know who has the audacity, Jeremy? The person who showed up with 5 minutes to go and expected to shop without repercussions.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Hold on. I'm looking at
Jeremy, I'm dead serious.
Brandon, what time does the store close?
Jeremy?
What time Jeremy? Does the store close?
Jeremy, what
Brandon, no, stop. What time does the store close? No, you're laughing. No, hold on. You're laughing. No, I'm serious. You're laughing right now. But what? What? I'm serious.
The store closes at 10.
Chris Hall's here in the building, too.
Shout out to Chris Hall.
WB Nation, Sports Illustrated. He's in the building. He's smiling because he all had dudes just like Brandon. Here's the thing.
No.
If Jeremy, the store closes at 10 and I show up at 9:59.59.
Yes, you're a jerk.
Okay.
You're a Karen.
Okay, but the door should be open.
Jeremy, right, what is wrong
yes,
with
yes,
you?
I'm the jerk.
What
I'm
is
the
wrong
Karen.
With you?
The door's
you're
open.
You're driving your car to the spot. You've worked retail before. You worked at Foodland.
Yeah, I got a story about that. for you. We ain't trying to be hypocritical, but I
work in a hospital. I work in a hospital. Do you know how I feel when somebody shows up at shift change? I don't care if your arm's cut off and you bleed to death. I want you to wait till after shift change.
Yeah. Look, bro. Look, here's the thing.
But you gonna come of your own volition? Not an emergency. All right,
so when you Google it,
no necessity.
So when you Google,
and you're gonna be mad at them
if you Google it on Google,
Jeremy. They should not close.
What
early.
Time does it say it closes? I'm but, serious though. Like you're getting so.
What
mad.
Were you going to accomplish? Okay, Jeremy. So if it closes at 10, you're telling me at 9:59, you're gonna get in and get out by 10 o'clock?
No, that's not the rules, brother. I play by the rules.
Yes.
The laws is the laws.
The
rules
law is it closes at 10, which means you need to be
in
and out by 10.
No. It closes to anybody who's going to be coming in after 10.
Jeremy.
If you in the store, you're in the store.
Jeremy, you're, hey, look, Jeremy.
I'm sorry if you work retail. That's life.
I feel like this to me is a stronger argument on who is a jerk and who is not than whether or not you put your grocery cart back.
Yeah, just because you don't put your grocery
cart back. I put my grocery cart back.
You lied. Look. Everybody, he lied 2 weeks ago.
I admitted about the way I cleaned up my car. To the world, I admitted
that. Yes, and you tried to clean it up. Cleaned up my car. You mean throw your trash on the parking lot. How you littered.
No, it's not litter. We talked about this.
Yeah,
it's not
throw trash on the parking lot. I'm serious. Look, I don't make it a habit. But I'm saying sometimes things happen in life where you rush around and, hey, look, it's 5 minutes to go, but I made it in time. If I get to that door and them doors are locked, kick in the door, wave in the... They'd be like, Jeremy, don't hit me no more. Like, I'm serious. I'm serious. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't care
you
what
are
you're
ridiculous.
Saying.
You're the one who's ridiculous.
Did I make the 10 o'clock rule or did they make the 10 o'clock rule?
Jeremy, there's no way you're going to get in the store.
No. If they went at 9:55, they'd have said 9:55. It's very clear and very easy. I'm
Jeremy,
serious. Very clear.
Jeremy,
and very, I'm serious.
Jeremy, there are laws and then there are principles. You are breaking the social contract by showing up at 9:59.
Okay.
And expecting service. And expecting teenagers to not be mad at you.
Oh, snap. Because, one minute. Because they don't get paid after 9:59, right?
Jeremy, it's...
Oh, no. They clock out at some point where they get paid every second of the day, right?
Maybe they clocked out already.
Okay. And then they will go home. That's how it works.
And by the way...
What are we talking about? This is very simple.
You know when you worked at Steak Escape? And you cleaned that grill already and somebody had the nerve to come and order a sandwich?
I never worked fast food.
You never worked at Steak Escape with us?
No, that's you and Mike. Hey, not to talk down on anybody.
Hey, I'm proud of my time at Steak Escape. Man, we had a good time at Steak Escape, by the way. We used to not only make our sandwiches at Steak Escape, but we used to have songs. We would sing songs. We had a tip cup out there till corporate found out about it, made us take it down, working at the mall. We had a good time at Steak Escape. My point is, once we clean that grill, don't come through ordering no sandwiches. I don't care what time it's hit. We closed. Okay. Once the grill was clean, that was the end of that.
Well, look. Okay. Second part of the question says we already take.
No, so that's what I'm saying. So let's say you on the other end of it, because I know you, Jeremy. I know you.
Yeah, right.
I know right? you. It's dead. Ain't nobody been in the store for 20 minutes.
Hey, look.
And now it's 9:59. There's no way you're leaving the doors open. There's no way, JNC.
Listen.
Is leaving the doors open.
I was young.
Here comes the story.
I would be in the parking lot making conversations with people so they didn't make it to the door.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in the world. Look, you come in here. And by the way, if you do get in between somehow under the gun, I'm gonna be on your backside like back pockets. Okay.
Yes, I'm gonna be on your butt like back pockets.
When I'll be like, oh, do you need something? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, do you need some help? No, I'm serious. Like,
aisle six. I was just guessing.
But here's the key: while they're in there, you start turning out the lights. You start turning out the lights on certain aisles, so they know it's time to go. You get that mop out. Trust me, they understand what time it is.
Yeah, you know what time it is. No, I just know. I know you, son. I know you. So for you to be so adamant, that's what I. What I really want to know is how everybody else feels, because this is one of those. This is why I wanted to do this when you brought it up, because I knew I didn't feel the way you did. You felt so strong that you were in the right, and I just feel so strong that you were in the wrong. 9:59, you're going to walk in the store when it closes at 10. I mean, the audacity.
I mean, it really just all depends on
the nerve.
What's on the glass?
That's what I was about to say. But I want to know from everybody who's listening right now, how do you feel about the store closing early? How do you feel? Do you go into the store with 5 minutes to go? Would you close the store with 5 minutes to go? How do you handle
this? Let me just say, if somehow they closed 5 minutes early on me and I was there, I'll pull Brandon Phoenix and clean up my car right on the parking lot.
I don't feel like this is fair. It has been that was literally my junior year of high school.
How do y'all feel? We told you how we felt. Get at us, the RVK.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.